I want to thank you for joining us today here on Believers in Business. My name is Ron Taylor. You're going to be blessed to join our conversation today. One of my good friends is joining me for the show, and we've been talking with Patrick Smith for quite a number of months and even years here on the program. You'll want to stay with us. The next half hour, we're going to be talking about how money works and how we're going to help you increase your awareness about money. It's a great perspective, and here to do just that is our good friend Patrick Smith with Baring Financial. Patrick, welcome. It's good to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Ron. It's good to be here. It's always refreshing to share with you.
Well, thank you, brother. It's always a blessing to have you here. You bring such wisdom. It's always good to have you back on the program. You've been in the financial services, Patrick, for well over 40 years now. And since about 1986, serving right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as president and senior advisor for your independent advisory firm, Baring Financial. Then in addition, you've recently founded WealthAwareness.com, and we'll talk about that here in just a bit. But, you know, Patrick, for those listening now that may not be familiar with your work and maybe new to our conversation, and we know that there are some that are, why don't you take a moment and tell us about Wealth Awareness and your approach to financial advising and why that's so important and frankly, timely to our audience today.
Well, Ron, as you alluded to a moment ago, the focus of our practice is helping people discover exactly what they need to know about their money that they weren't aware of. You know, there's that old adage is, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
As a key part of that is helping people to ask the right questions. In fact, many years ago when I was at E.F. Hutton, my mentor there told me, he said, asked me, Patrick, do you know why people do business with you? And the answer to the question, after he had me on the edge of my seat for a while, was, I've watched you and you help people ask the right questions for their situation. So
right.
That's what it's built on.
I love that. Well, you know, Patrick, I'll tell you, it's always been a blessing to have you as a part of our audience. And again, for those who are not familiar with the wealth awareness process, this is an interesting aspect. Tell us about wealth awareness and really what that term means and kind of explain that process to us.
Well, it's simply, you know, as I said a minute ago, it's trying to make people aware of things about their money, mm-hmm. About them trying to accumulate for retirement, stuff that they're not even aware of, they never even heard of. And of course, one of the things that we focus on is what we call the defining moments,
mm-hmm.
About your money.
Yeah.
That we're continually addressing in our program, and I'll address them in specifics here in a little bit.
Patrick Smith joining us on the program today here with Baring Financial, and we're talking about your money today, folks. So we're glad that you're here, and we want you to stay with us. There's a lot of great information that's going to benefit you greatly. It'll be a blessing to you. Patrick, talk to us a little bit about the last few years since you've launched WealthAwareness.com and sort of began sharing this educational process with us.
Well, Ron, it's amazing to Daniel and I that, you know, it's already been, as you said, a few years. And I was thinking about it before the program, and really the biggest thing that we have discovered is the average age of our client has dropped from, all my clients were seniors, and now they're baby boomers who are very, very concerned about their retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, you know, are in their second or third job, and they've accumulated some funds from their 401ks. And of course, our endeavor is to teach them how to gain control of their assets. One of the things we talk about all the time is liquidity, use, and control of your money.
Yeah.
What launched the program in my heart originally was being raised in the financial planning industry by a true financial planning company, I realized that the industry had become all about product, and there was no strategizing. There was no planning for people. You know, their entire retirement plan was their benefits from their job and their 401k plan. And that's not financial planning.
No, it's not.
And in today, in the volatility that we're seeing in the marketplace that all these people are subject to, and they don't know how to respond to it or how to protect their money, you know, what I sat and thought about was, you know, what are their biggest concerns? And of course, the first one is, you know, they're 15 to 20 years away from retirement, some of them less, And their biggest concern is they need to create a larger pile of money.
Yeah.
And the big problem there is they've suffered through four major market losses on their pile.
Yeah.
You know, and they're wondering, what am I supposed to do? This isn't working. And that's really the attitude when they come in here. That's where they're at, and we've addressed it, and I guess that's why they've responded. The second one is their main goal is, I got to preserve this pile, you know, and with that, how do I eliminate the risk? How do I still gain return in these low interest rate environments in this horribly volatile marketplace? How do I eliminate the risk and still grow my money? We talk about a lot. Most of them haven't thought about it. Can I, and is there a way to eliminate taxes when I retire?
Good point.
And then the third is, and all those that have done surveys with baby boomers, this is the number one on those surveys, is they're worried about outliving their income.
Right, right. And that's a very good point.
And then the fourth one that's not discussed a lot, but when they come to see me, I ask them, and boy, they're just, it goes off like a, you know, blue light special at Kmart, you know, protecting their health at the same time they're trying to protect their wealth, or protect their wealth from their health as they get older.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the four things that I've learned off of Believers in Business with you from the listeners that have come in to see us. Those are the four things that they are most concerned about. And obviously the four things that we're going to continue to address, you know, when they do respond and they come to see us.
You know, Patrick, I want to take number three for just a moment and talk just for a little bit and kind of pick your brain about your thoughts about the fact that statistically we are living longer as a society. And that creates not a dilemma, but it creates certainly an opportunity for people to have to really look into the future and determine how they're going to finance those extra years.
Exactly.
Expound on that for just a bit, Patrick.
Well, there's 50,000 centurions alive in the United States today.
Yeah.
And the prediction is there'll be 1 million in the next 15 years. Well, most of these people that we're talking to, that's about how long they've got to retirement. They've got about 15 years. So what that tells me that I share with them, the facts are that as a couple, one of them is going to live to somewhere between 92 and 95.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's one of those things that they're not aware of.
Yeah.
You know, but innately and inherently inside, they're concerned about outliving their income because they're watching their parents live a lot longer probably than they thought they were gonna live.
It's a good point, and we certainly don't want to outlive our income. We want our income to outlive us. We want to be able to, you know, to provide not only, as the scripture says, for the first, but the second generation, and to leave that legacy that we're called to do. And Patrick Smith has always been a great, great, wise counsel for us to turn to when it comes to matters of really learning how our money works, you know, for us, and how we can make the money work for us. I want to make you aware of the wealth awareness concept, and the wealthawareness.com website is what I want to point you to today. It's very simple, wealthawareness.com. You'll find the phone number to Patrick Smith and Baring Financial there at the website at 817-571-2626. Again, 817-571-2626. Now, when you call the number, you can call and schedule a MoneyWorks session. And in this session, you'll get your questions answered. You'll learn more about what we're discussing today on the program. You'll meet face-to-face with Patrick and his team, the Smith family. Dear people, you'll love your time spent with them. It's certainly time well spent. There's no cost involved. There's certainly no obligation. You will not find a high-pressure product sales pitch waiting on you, nothing like that. It's really the beginning of a process. It is the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. The Money Works session, you'll find out more when you call 817-571-2626. And again, you can find out more at wealthawareness.com. Wealthawareness.com, as we visit today with Patrick Smith. You know, Patrick, we've spoken many times before on this concept, and I love this concept. And it really, you know, when you began talking to me about it years ago here on the program, I know that it resonates with our listeners so very well. And that is the concept of the power of zero. And I'll tell you again, it has just stuck with me for so long. Let's, for those again that are new to this concept, new to our conversation, let's revisit that. Explain to us in detail, if you will, about the power of zero.
Okay, Ron. Well, the power of zero is actually happened, we came to it because of a bunch of my senior clients in the past were complaining about the taxes they had to pay on their required minimum distributions from their retirement plans, their IRA plans, their old 401ks that they rolled over to IRAs before they retired. And them complaining about the taxes was what led me to pursue more strategy in tax planning with regard to retirement plans. Then when you throw in to the mix of what we already discussed, the low interest rate environment that we're in and we're going to be in for a lot longer, and the market volatility because of our burgeoning debt and the rest of the world's burgeoning debt, then the question becomes, well, as I preserve my pile and protect it and try to grow it, if I'm not able to grow it as large as I want, what else can I do?
Yeah.
Well, we can increase your pile by 25 to 40% if we just teach you how to eliminate taxes.
Mm.
And in my quest for, you know, accurate thinking, I like to call it, I met a gentleman who's written a book called The Power of Zero. And I was already addressing this with, you know, my previous senior clients. And so I became a student of how to create a 0% tax bracket at retirement for clients.
Wow.
And the real support material or information, you know, because when you begin to address people with this idea, it almost seems bizarre to them. And so there was the guy who was the chief comptroller of the U.S. government. He'd been chief comptroller for 10 years under Clinton and under Bush. And so he was pretty bipartisan, and he was the chief CPA of the U.S. government. He's the guy who knew and knows all of the math.
Wow.
And before he retired, he went to Congress and he said, guys, you got a really, really big problem. And he said, it's really simple. He said, you're spending about 40 to 50% more than you're bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to change something. You either got to cut spending 60% or you're going to have to raise taxes 60%+.
Yeah.
And he says, it ain't rocket science. It's not calculus. It's just plain old simple math.
Right.
There are 80 to 100 million boomers, depending on whose numbers you use, and they're on a flight to guarantee. The older we get, I are one, and the older I get, the more conservative and the more things I want guaranteed.
Sure.
Well, there's only 45 million of our children coming behind us.
Hmm.
Well, what makes an economy is really simple. It's how many people are born, how many people live and consume, and how many people die.
Mm.
And so what's happening, and this is what David Walker tried to get Congress to understand, the tax base is shrinking.
Right.
The government costs are increasing because all of us boomers, 10,000 a day, are going into Social Security and Medicare.
Right, retiring.
And if you just look at those two parts of the government budget, the income from the baby boomers, the tax base from the baby boomers decreasing, and the expense of the baby boomers hitting 65 and beyond increasing, those two lines are going to cross over in 2023, and that's going to be the acid test. What is the federal government going to do to finance all these costs? And we're not even talking about defense or anything else in the budget.
Right, right.
We're just talking about Social Security and Medicare.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, you know, also along with what it's going to do to government costs and spending, it's also going to affect the marketplace.
Yeah.
If there's 100 million of us moving out of the stock market, when money moves out of the market drops. If there's only 45 million coming into the market that'll put their money in 401ks or what have you, half as many or less, then the market has to flatten. It has to drop.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people that respond to our radio program are dependent on their 401ks, and all their 401ks are only hooked into mutual funds, and that's the market.
Right.
And they inherently know that internally. They just don't know what to do about it. And there's nobody really talking about it enough. And that's why we talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's $18 trillion of government debt.
Mm.
And it's rising.
Yeah.
Dramatically. In fact, they stopped QE. Okay. And now they just raised interest rates 0.25%. Okay. And that 0.25% raise in interest rates, you know how much that's going to cost the federal government?
How much?
For a year, if they only raise the interest rate one time?
Mm.
$24 billion.
Wow.
If they raise it four times in 2016, like they've indicated,
mm-hmm.
that figure will be $104 billion.
Oh, my.
And that's just adding to the problem.
Mm.
And that's why we teach people the defining moments about their money. And I'm going to cover the first two. And I think pretty much we're stuck on the first two because they're pretty powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Number one is the dollar that you have in your hands, the most valuable dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody believes that because they understand inflation. In fact, all of our wives understand it the most because they're the ones who go to the grocery store and come home and tell us.
That's right.
Okay. And defining moment number two is you're probably in the lowest tax bracket that you're ever going to be in. Now, the world of economy that we live in has fed us a lie for 40 years that you're probably going to retire in a lower tax bracket.
I don't think so.
And the reason it's a lie is because they excluded, when they started it way back when, there wasn't going to be the tax on Social Security. Now there's a tax on Social Security, and most of the 50-plus year-olds that we talk to, they have no idea that there's a tax on Social Security when they get there. In fact, most of them probably think they're not going to get Social Security, but the truth is, I think, and many other much wiser people than I have said that it's the most sacred cow on the hill, and it'll probably remain.
Interesting.
But the question then is, if people agree with defining moment number one, your dollar's worth the most today, and defining moment number two, you're probably in the lowest tax bracket, then we ask them, then why are you doing what they keep telling you to do?
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm face-to-face with somebody and I ask them that question, it's like watching a calf looking at a new gate. They don't quite get it. But the point is that they're taking the most valuable dollar, today's dollar, and they're being told to throw it into the future where they just told me they agreed it was going to be worth less and tax the most.
Mm-hmm.
I just described the 401k plan.
Yeah.
And I'll address that a little bit more later. But then the question becomes, how is our government going to pay for all this?
That's the key question.
It's a key question. And as I mentioned earlier, David Walker's simple math is you either got to cut spending 60% or you got to raise taxes. And I ask people all the time, have been asking them for the last 4 or 5 years, which do you think they're going to do?
It's going to be the latter.
Exactly. And then the question becomes, how are they going to do that? Well, I've come to the conclusion that they're smart enough. Congress is smart enough not to upset their little bird nest they've got on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and not to raise income taxes too high.
Yeah.
So where are they going to get the money?
Yeah.
Well, it just so happens in 2005 that with a tax law that was passed in 2005, it was introduced and put in place that every year, every custodian that manages the $19 trillion in retirement plans has to submit the value of every client's account to the IRS.
Wow.
And on 12/31 every year, everybody gets a letter saying the value of your account was sent to the Internal Revenue Service. This is the value of your account as of 12/31.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally, along with the chief commodity king in the country, they asked him and he said, they're going after the retirement money. And $16 trillion of it's in 401ks.
Yeah. Wow.
And I think that's going to happen. So that's why we address the 401k and the understanding of it and what clients need to be looking at and addressing, mm-hmm. you know, with regard to their 401ks. And they need to understand that their choices are buy and hold. And I just described in the market change because of the demographics why buy and hold isn't going to work anymore. And so those are the things that we address when they come to see us, and we teach them how to keep their money safe and how to eliminate the risks and the questions about what's possibly coming.
You know, Patrick, I want to make sure our listeners have the information that we want to pass on to them. We're talking about the MoneyWorks session, folks, and you can find out more and schedule a MoneyWorks session free of charge by calling our friends at Baring Financial at 817-571-2626. Again, it's 817-571-2626. You'll find that number on the website at wealthawareness.com. You'll want to bookmark the site when you get there and certainly share it with your friends and loved ones that can benefit from this as well, wealthawareness.com. And when you call the number and schedule the MoneyWorks session, you're going to get your questions answered. You'll learn a lot more about what we're discussing today in the short amount of time that we have to discuss it. You'll get the chance to meet face-to-face with Patrick and his family, the Smith family. There's no cost involved in this, folks. This is free of charge. There's no obligation. No high-pressure product sales pitch. It's the beginning of a process, actually, the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. And when you learn this process, it changes your whole dynamic of the way you think and operate and invest your money wisely. 817-571-2626. Again, 817-571-2626. If you can't write the number down, maybe you're driving, just log on to wealthawareness.com. You'll see the number there and lots of great information as to what we're talking about today with Patrick Smith, our good friend from Baring Financial. You know, Patrick, a lot of, I think the numbers skew 50 to 55% of those that are listening to us, regardless of, you know, their age or wherever demographic bracket they fit into, do not have a financial plan. And that's a frightening thing to realize. And this is the sort of thing that you're doing in the MoneyWorks sessions, is you're forming and helping them have a plan from henceforth, right?
Yes, exactly. In fact, when we're finished, we actually plug their specific financial situation into a quite comprehensive retirement planning program that we have mm-hmm. that deals with everything I've talked about, and especially with taxes. And we actually show them, based on where they are and what they're doing, and when they retire, and the taxes being part of their equation, how long their money's going to last.
Right, right.
And we base that based on them telling us, how much are you going to need at retirement?
Right.
Okay. And then with the same information, we show them, well, if we cut your taxes in half, how long would your money last?
Mm-hmm.
And then we show them, if we eliminate your taxes, if we can get you to a 0% tax bracket, not only how long your money would last, but how much more you'd leave in legacy to your children and grandchildren.
Love that. Love that.
And as I sat and thought about two peoples that have been responding to our program are basically those under 59 and a half and a few over between 60 and 65.
I see.
And I thought about it, and it clearly became apparent to me that I just can't get over the urgency, the need to help these people understand that their piles of money, the way they've got them now, mm-hmm. are not going to do for them what they think they're going to do for them.
Very good.
In fact, there's a lot of folks under 59 and a half, and they're literally stuck in their 401k program with no control of their money
mm-hmm.
and little to no strategy choices about how to protect their money. And don't have the use of their money when they need it,
mm-hmm.
and surely can't minimize or eliminate taxes.
Sure.
I tell people all the time, look, you're under no obligation. I'm going to spend 2 to 4 sessions teaching you and learning about you and helping you design a plan. And if at the end you look at me and say, Patrick, you know, I don't like your plan, it doesn't fit me or whatever, you're not going to hurt my feelings at all.
Yeah.
Because we plant good seed. Mm-hmm. And the Lord always brings a harvest.
He certainly does.
He doesn't necessarily bring it from the people we're talking to, but he always brings it. Mm-hmm. And then the second group of people are the 60 to 65-year-olds, and some even a little older than that, who only have a short time to strategize to increase their pile and protect their pile and eliminate or minimize their taxes. And they're the ones that I hope are listening and get a hold of my urgency, to talk to them and to help them.
Patrick, we can't thank you enough for all that you do for your clients, for our listeners. You're a great asset and a blessing to us, and it's always good to have you on our program today. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Thanks, Ron.
Patrick Smith, our good friend and special guest here on the program today. I want to leave you with the information, folks. And again, pass this on to those that you love and care about. Put this on your social media platforms. This is something that you want to bring people to the table to and say, look, this is information that you need and something that's going to change your paradigm when it comes to your financial plans and the way that you look at money. It's wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. You'll find the phone number there at 817-571-2626. That's the number to call to schedule the Money Work session. You'll get questions answered, learn more about what we've discussed today, meet with Patrick Smith and his family. There's no cost, no obligation, no high pressure sales pitch. It's the beginning of a process, the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. And that's what it's all about. Log on today or call the number 817-571-2626 at wealthawareness.com. For Patrick Smith, I'm Ron Taylor. This has been Believers in Business.